Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hello, and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry, and I'm joined by my wonderful friends, Ravs and Lydia. How are we doing?
Doing pretty good.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. We were just talking about how I got a puppy and how I don't have much sleep.
I'll kill for
and
her.
It's great. I love being up in the morning. That's what the PR message is. Harry loves mornings. It's his favorite.
He is a morning boy. Is it kind of forcing your schedule to change? Are you finding yourself going to sleep earlier now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
I used to go to bed. I used to like really fall asleep. Like I go to bed early, but I'd fall asleep at like 2 or 3.
Oof.
Now I'm like falling asleep at like midnight.
Yeah.
It's like getting up at like 6. It's like having a baby. It honestly is. I was chatting to my parents about it, and it is pretty much as close as you can get to having a baby, looking after a puppy.
Yeah, they're very needy.
More like looking after a toddler, I guess.
Yeah, I remember when Milo was a little babby, and like, it's just, you have to get up when he's up, you know, like he's awake. He's like, I must shit and piss.
Also, I have things I must do.
Yeah, play with me, please.
Yeah. 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 Was Milo good at playing by himself?
No, he would. He'd be pretty good. He'd like swing his toys around, but he'd always bring them to you. Like, you know, he even still does this now. He brings tributes. So like you open the door and he's like excited to see you, and he'll go grab like a towel or a toy, and he'll like waddle over to you and like, yeah.
Sweet baby.
Cute. I'm interested, Lydia, did you have this experience raising kittens? Because you got Hastings when he was pretty fucking young.
Yeah, Hastings and Pam were both 8 weeks. It's not anywhere near as intensive, I think. Like, kittens will like wake up in the middle of the night and play and like jump around, and like every now and again you wake up and one of them's like biting your nose or something, and or they've like fallen asleep across your neck so you wake up choking, things like that. But because it's like warm and like I guess a bit vibratory while you're breathing, so they're like lovely. But I don't think it's nearly as intensive as a puppy. Like, I always think of cats in every aspect just being like an easier version of having a dog, definitely. Like, it's not too tricky. Kittens aren't too tricky, I don't think, anyway.
Yeah, I had kittens when I was really young, but I don't really remember them. But I don't remember it being like not invasive, but it does take up a lot of your life looking after a little puppy.
Yeah.
Which is great. This is what I signed up for. I'm not complaining at all. It's just, it is the matter of the fact is like,
savor these moments, because like eventually they get lazy, you know what I mean? Like, I miss sometimes the energy Milo had. Like, he was just like zoomy zoomy zoomy, and then now he's like, I'm going to sleep,
snoozy
like,
snoozy snoozy
snoozy. I'm snoozing.
I guess like also, yeah, thinking about the difference with cats, very early on they learn how to litter, to use the litter tray, and then that's kind of it with the toilet. Whereas I guess a really like time consuming thing with dogs is like, you've got to teach them, they have puppy pads, right? They pee inside, and then, but when they're puppies, they're going to be peeing and pooping all the time. You've got to take them out a lot. Like, I imagine that's quite a time consuming element of it.
Yeah, it's quite time. I mean, honestly, Pep, our dog's pretty good already. We just leave the door open and she knows that's where she needs to go to go do the stuff. Like, it took, basically within one day, she was pretty happy that outside was where you go do that stuff. And there's like accidents because they're puppies and they have full control over stuff. But I'd say 90% of the time it's a success. So we've been pretty blessed in that. I don't know if most dogs are that quick to like pick up where they're meant to go and pee and poo.
That is quick. I used to look after puppies that would be like 9 months, 10, like a year old, and they would still be having accidents and stuff.
I mean, accidents happen. I mean, something that I was like, I did a lot of research on like puppy training, and one of the key bits is when they have an accident, it's your fault, not theirs.
Yeah, like, don't scold them.
It's like your
them.
Fault to not like, you know, you fucked it up. You didn't see the signs or whatever. You know, you weren't paying attention or all that stuff.
Yeah, every now and then, like a little mistake can happen, but that's super quick that they've picked that up.
Like humans, yeah, like puppies. Yeah. Sometimes it just slips out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just pissing. I mean, I'm honestly, just pissing
right
Pepper,
now.
Me and Pepper are pissing in the flat about similar level of mistakes nowadays. So, I mean, she's doing great. I'm proud of her.
How often does her breed like need walking? Like, what's the kind of average? Because some dogs obviously need like insane amount of walk, and some dogs don't.
Is she a mini?
Mini.
Yeah, she's a mini long haired Dachshund.
Oh my gosh, like, baby!
Normal Dachshund might require more, but I think mini should require a bit less, right?
Yeah, mini requires a fair bit. We took her for a big walk yesterday, which hilariously I hadn't quite clocked until we stepped outside that. We were walking to the local park, Victoria Park in Bristol. It's a big, really lovely big park. But I was like, oh shit, she's not going to be able to walk there. It's like quite far.
But her legs
so we had
are
to
too
carry
small.
Her there. She's too small to be able to walk to the park to have a walk. So that, I guess, answers your question. Is like, yeah, she's not going to need, she's a dog, so she needs walking, but it's to the scale of
yeah,
the
many,
dog she is.
Yeah, many scales. So
oh my God,
need as much
yeah.
As regular.
I didn't even think about it. Her legs are so short that it must take her ages to get from A to B.
I also need to slow down my walking because for her to keep up with my walking.
Oh my
pace,
God, your long legs.
She basically has to be at like half sprint.
Have you smelled her little beans? Because they smell so good as a puppy.
Her puppy smell is insane.
Dude,
her
they
puppy
smell like little digestive
insane.
Biscuits or something. It's so nice.
I can't describe it. I thought I was being a psychopath until I looked online. But yeah, puppy smell is. The best. I don't even.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's so weird, right? Why do they smell so good?
What
so
is?
The least, I'm talking about the least cute thing she does, which all other puppies do. I've looked it up. It's quite normal. You should try and stop them doing it. But sometimes when she does a shit, she just turns around and eats it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, there are not going to be any kisses for about an entire day, Pepper. That is not... I'm not going anywhere near your mouth.
Thankfully, I didn't have that with Milo. He never tried to eat his own shit.
Never?
I'm really happy about that. Yeah, never did.
Oh, my dog used to eat other dogs' shit. She used to go in the park and just
worse.
Eat what she found.
That's actually worse.
It makes me... And also, oh my God, like there'd be times... Like, she was a staff and she was just like very hyperactive and loved, you know, cuddles and everything. And sometimes she would lick your face. And if your mouth was open, you were trying to talk, like going, you know, off you get... Her tongue would go in your mouth and you just think, oh my God, where is that tongue being? that's the last thing. Yeah,
oh
dogs
God,
can,
yeah,
they're, you know,
that.
Adorable, but so disgusting. At least cats don't eat their own shit. They've got a bit more decorum than dogs do.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, eating the shit, I was like, it changed. It changed me, I feel like. I was just watching like... No, that's not. There's something's aren't right in this world, and that's not right.
It's so grim. It's so. I guess
so horrible.
Like because I might be absolutely talking out my ass here. With like puppies, babies, and everything, it's always like they're really cute. Isn't it meant to be a thing? So it's meant to like make you want to take care of them and look after them because they're so like adorable. That might be bullshit. I'm sure I read that
like
somewhere about babies, right? Like they're cute. So you have that like, if they were like really actually some babies are really ugly, but you know.
Yeah, I've seen some ugly babies.
Oh God. Yeah, actually loads of babies are ugly. But maybe it's the thing with the smell as well, because babies have that baby smell, which is really like lovely and comforting. And maybe that's like puppies have lovely biscuit smell.
Right.
It has to be like an endorphin or something that they're giving off that we pick up and we like.
Yeah. So we take care of them.
There's something about, you know, we like eyes and puppies' eyes are big for their heads.
Yes.
I mean, all the scaler
so
is like, all the scale is weird.
Yeah, like little chibis, like big eyes.
Yeah. Like her ears are the size of her head.
Oh.
She's just like, I was so close to calling her Cerberus because it just looks like she has three heads. that doesn't work as soon as she gets old.
Plus, she's too cute to be called Cerberus. That's that's a big boy
like
name.
A big hound dog.
Yeah, that's like a big pit bull name.
So, no, it's been really fun. Really fun learning to look after dogs. It's been a good experience.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Is this your first time having a dog?
Yeah, we didn't have dogs growing up. All my grandparents had dogs and all my aunties and uncles. So it's like a dog family apart from my parents.
Yeah.
So I grew up seeing dogs all the fucking time. But yeah, first time like properly raising a puppy, which is, it's been really cool.
Oh, that's super exciting.
Hell yeah.
What have you guys been up to? Sorry, I just talked about puppy time for...
Wow, that's big news.
Literally just back from Berlin.
Yeah.
I was there for Jingle Jam. The Special Olympic Games are on, and we funded Team GB to go there.
Which is so cool.
Amazing.
It was super cool, and it was like so inspiring. Like, I was so worried about like if I'd still have the motivation to go back to the gym when I got back from Berlin, because like obviously I was crushing beers. but like, yeah, as soon as I got back, I was like, wow, I'm so inspired from like chatting to all these athletes and stuff. Like, it was. Like, they'd ran so many marathons and stuff between them and had like so many medals.
Oh, wow.
They're literally better than me.
I was watching some of the social content that they put out, and it is really inspiring. Like,
it's so
shit.
Inspiring.
These people are amazing.
Like, yeah, so amazing.
I really encourage people to go and look up Special Olympics GB and give them support.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. I think
we'll be putting out some bits this week, won't we?
Yeah, we captured a ton of content. So imagine at some point there'll be a little vloggy, and there'll be a lot of social posts and stuff.
Which is dope.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah, awesome.
How was Berlin? Is that your first time in Berlin?
First time in Germany. Like, yeah, ooh. Berlin. Berlin was great.
Did you go to a beer hall, or did you?
We went to some Bavarian brew houses because I wanted to get steins. Turns out stein isn't a thing in Germany, and it's just called Mass, like M-E fancy B, but sounds like SS or whatever they have. Mass, I think that's what it's called.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Where are steins then?
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. Like,
I'm assuming maybe steins are Belgium.
Oh, maybe.
Every single beer I had was like one of the best beers I've ever had.
Oh wow!
Really? Yeah, like every beer was just phenomenal. I couldn't even tell you the name of any of the beers I had because they all have like really long names. But goddamn.
I when I went to Berlin, I mean, I'm not a beer drinker. It was probably one of the worst experiences of my life trying to drink. But I'm really glad that you as a beer lover.
You like a little beer from every now and
then. I like a beer occasionally, but drinking, there was something about getting, I'm going to call it a stein because I don't know, the mash or whatever. Yeah. Like, getting a big stein of like, you know, about what, like half a litre to a litre, probably like a litre of beer.
Yeah.
It just, there's something about that I found so like, ominous and depressing. It's such like an enormous amount of alcohol, which actually there's not much alcohol volume, but it's such like dominating amount of liquid to just be sat in front of.
I love that, Harry, you describe it as one of the worst experiences of your life drinking beer in Germany.
It sucked. You know, I couldn't get cider. I tried to order some wine, and a big Bavarian lady like basically called me a child and emasculated me. I was made to drink beer. Did you have that experience for us? You mean dominating German ladies?
Oh god, I wish. No. we got some nice steins, but also I had one of the best bottles of wine I've ever had in Berlin.
My god.
Wow. Yeah, we went to like a nice fancy restaurant after we'd finished our duties of the day to get some dinner, and they had like an in-house sommelier, and he walked over and probably bullshitted us into saying this is the best wine ever, but like I had it, and I was like, "That's actually one of the nicest wines I've ever had."
What was it like? What?
It was a white wine. I think I've got the name of it.
We talking a Sav, a Chardonnay, a Pinot Gris.
Pinot Noir?
No, not Noir.
It was wine. it was a Riesling Spätlese.
Oh, a Riesling.
A Riesling Spätlese.
Riesling?
German wine.
Very nice.
It says Schneider underneath it. I don't know what that means, but it was very nice.
They just
nice.
Written German words underneath it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good though. I liked it. I think Berlin was awesome. It was so big though. It was like,
I can't believe how big it is.
And also, it doesn't feel like a city. It feels like a bunch of tiny cities like combined together.
Yeah, some of like the European sector next to like the more like Eastern sector just feels like you're literally walking from like some of the kind of weirdly looks almost American in the size of the streets to like super tiny, quaint European streets. It's super weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really odd.
Would you go back?
Oh, I really want to go back. Like, because I was there on like doing like worky type stuff, I didn't want to like be a degenerate. Like, I wanted to go raving and like go to a German techno club and like, you know, just get really drunk and stay out late. But I was like, you know what? I better keep it together, rein it in. You know what I mean?
You're a Jingle Jam delegate, right?
Exactly. So I had
couldn't have you fucking, you know.
Exactly. So I was responsible. I only had like a couple of beers each night. The wine night, I did get Like, I did have one hangover.
She says a couple of beers. They were a litre, Lydia. A couple of litres.
Nah, but I only had one hangover then, and it was a very light hangover, and it was the wine night, because we had a beer, and then we got the wine, and then we went to a wine bar, and it was good. I was a little hungover, but you know what? I'm an advocate for daytime naps now. Like, every single day, me and Daff just had a daytime nap. We'd have to wake up at, like, 8 in the morning to go do some Olympic stuff. Then we'd be, like, really tired at midday, and we'd just be like, do you want to go for a nap? We both just have a little nap.
Oh, I'm imagining you two cuddled up in bed together spooning.
Yeah, they were sharing a single bed, Lydia.
Yeah, single bed. Yeah. Lovely.
You know what? Yeah. Shout out to Premier Inn, mate.
Like, hell yeah.
It's comfy as hell. The purple weight, banging.
We're not sponsored.
Sexy.
We're not sponsored. Just a little shout out to Premier Inn.
This one's for my homie.
We found out, though, that I don't know who booked the hotels. Maybe it was Daff. We were staying in the Berlin Red Light District. We told a local where we were staying. And I was like, oh, yes, Prostitute Street is what they said.
Wow.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah. Didn't Daffy see
that. That was in the comment on YouTube.
Yeah. didn't see anything, but did notice there was a lot of massage parlours on our street.
Nice.
Yeah, that'll be it. That'll probably be all of it, won't it?
Did you get a
I did not. Come on, it was a work trip.
Back and crack? No?
Back and crack.
Back and crack. Fucking hell.
That's hard.
Just the old fisto. Do you want the old fisto, mate? Do you want a little massage fisto?
That sounds lovely.
It doesn't sound like you would, but do you have any time to do any of the historical stuff, like going sightseeing?
No. So that's the other reason I'd love to go back to Germany. Yeah. I had no time to see any tourist attractions. Like, we passed Checkpoint Charlie and we saw bits of Berlin Wall. Like, you know, there's it seems like there's bits of it just like around the city.
There's bits of it fucking everywhere.
Tiny bits, but like, we didn't go see like the main big bit, the museum or anything. It was cool though. I really liked Berlin. It was a really cool city. Everyone was like pretty nice and stuff. We had a great time. And honestly, like, super inspiring, the Olympics. The opening ceremony was one of the coolest experiences of my life.
Oh,
like,
amazing.
It was awesome. And everyone was just so smiley and happy. Like, James Dam's great. It was a great time. I loved it.
Oh, that sounds great. You should.
Well, fucking wholesome.
Yeah.
That is wholesome. You should definitely go back. Because I thought you were going to try one of those nightclubs.
I really wanted to, but I just was like, I cannot do it. Like,
serious raps. Business raps.
Well, you know, you got to be professional. Yeah. From time to time, you know.
You've got to put your suit on and, you know.
What about you?
You left the pegging dreams in Bristol is what you're saying.
Yeah. You know, no pegging in Berlin.
I mean, definitely could if you wanted it.
He definitely could have. He was thinking about it an awful lot.
Sex doors, dildo kings everywhere.
Dildo king. Bow down before him.
Hail to the dildo king. I praise him.
Sake.
I also, there's lots of graffiti, and one just says "eat pussy." Daff has a pic of me pointing at it because it's like based, but like, yeah, there's just lots of like crazy Berlin. There's a lot of graffiti that just said "fuck Joe Biden" for like no reason as well. Oh, wow. I don't know why.
Wow, what the fuck?
It was weird. It was a weird city, but I liked it. What about you? Yeah. Have you been doing anything exciting?
Go on, Liz. I got a puppy. Raps went to Berlin. What have you done?
I've been a groupie.
Oh yes, you have. You're stalking. How's your stalking endeavors going?
Oh, it's going very well, thank you. Very well indeed. I've had a great old time. Okay, as you know, the bingo board shows Placebo being one of the squares to tick off. I am a huge mega Placebo fan, and I went to two gigs this week. I went to a gig on the Monday and the Tuesday in Birmingham, in Cambridge. It was absolutely amazing. I started queuing really early on the Monday, so I got right to the front of the barriers and was looking dead in the eyes of Brian Mocha, the main singer. And honestly, I think he fell in love with me. There was some kind of chemistry. Maybe it was the heat stroke. I don't know. It felt like he loved me. It was fucking hot in there though. It was like, you know when there's sweat dripping from the ceiling, like maybe not sweat, but the condensation, so it rises and it's all just like dripping down, and when everyone,
that was just you, Lydia, that was just you. That
I was
just
in heat,
you.
Look at him. I kept feeling like sweat drip on me, and I was like, oh, other people's sweat is on me, and then I realized no, it was just my hair was literally like I'd been in the shower, it was dripping with sweat all over my arms. I was foul. I was absolutely filthy. Not filthy, just sweaty. I was clean.
By the end of it, I was dirty.
I was a dirty, dirty bitch.
I said, Brandon, wash me down.
So that was great. And then I went on the Tuesday. Did you go home between? No, no. I stayed in an Ibis. Shout out to Ibis, not sponsored.
I don't mind Ibis. I like Ibis.
Ibis, honestly, you know, the room, everything I needed was there. In the foyer, they had drinks and snacks and pizza. And it was literally maybe a 1-2 minute walk from the venue, and it was only £40, and I booked it really last minute. I mean, come
fucking
on,
great.
You can't grumble at that.
Use code 0 degrees to get your free pizza on Ibis entry. No, we are not sponsored.
We don't do that.
No. Ibis, if you do want to sponsor us,
that would be lovely. Also, Premier Inn.
And bring it in.
Let's have a bidding war between them.
Yeah, maybe let's start the Hilton or something. Let's also aim for the skies.
We're aiming also high. No, yeah. I think we start low.
Okay, start with the Ibis and the Premier Inn.
So that was the second one.
And then yes, I went straight to Cambridge. That I didn't do the dedicated fan queuing with that one. I just, because I started queuing at like 4 or something like that on the Monday. God. And
was anyone else there?
Yeah. There was like, when I got there was probably about 25 people waiting.
What age range are placebo fans? Are they all about your age or is it younger? Like, where does it span?
So it's really, really mixed. But I would say, generally speaking, it's people in their 40s or maybe 50s as well, because they got big in the late 90s. So if you were in your 20s around then and you got into them, or teenager around then you got into them. So it tends to be people who are older than me, but you do see people in their 20s. But yeah, I would say the age demographic is 30s, 40s, 50s mainly.
So was that, who else was queuing with you?
Oh, I made so many friends.
Wait,
I made
when you're on your own?
I was on my own on the Monday. Yes, yeah.
I think that's what I find really impressive, is going to your commitment is really strong. You're going to these places on your own. It's not like, you know, you're going with like a gang of you.
Oh,
it's
no.
You.
Well, no one else would queue.
It's a solo
Lydia
adventure.
It is. No one else would queue for me for that long. So also, I really don't mind doing these kind of things by myself, because I would rather, especially if it's something that I love so much like placebo, I would rather go by myself and be able to do as much as I can and enjoy it to its fullest than go with someone who is like, I kind of like placebo. Yeah, but you know, I like their biggest hits or whatever, isn't really that into it, and like feel
that's
like
me.
It's dragging me down. I want to enjoy it. And also a gig, you don't need someone there with you. I guess queuing is someone to talk to, but like once the gig starts, it doesn't fucking matter.
Who were you talking to in the queue? Tell me.
Well,
I made
friends with a girl and she was really nice, but one of the songs, she said it reminded her of her ex, and when it came on, she burst into tears and left. So there was her.
Shout out to her. What's her name?
Oh, I can't remember now, but she was really nice. Bless her. I made friends with an Italian woman who'd been to over 100 placebo gigs. She comes from Italy especially for this gig. And she said, Brian Mocco, he is like my family. He is my family. I love him. He's part of my life. And I thought,
you
know,
like
what?
Taking notes, like 100. Wow, these are great numbers.
Jesus, I got to get my rookie numbers up. I was when people talk like that, I do think, like, I realize that I am, like, you know, a fan and all that cliche, cringy stuff, but at least I'm not parasocially insane. Like, I don't think Brian Mocco is part of my family. Like, I understand that he's just a guy that's in a band I like. But yeah, she was Roberta. I can't remember her name, but she was lovely. And some other people as well. Everyone was just really nice and chatted. Aww. And it was great. And then the Cambridge group was great. But the best bit of it all was afterwards, I met the bassist, who is like one of the main, like there's two of them that have been there since the beginning. And he's like one of the main people. And I met him and he was lovely. And we got a picture.
Is he like, oh, you're the crazy lady that was at last night's gig as well?
Yeah, he was like, oh my God, I love you. You are so pretty. Oh my God. Oh my God, I love you so much. Let's go away and get married. He is gay and married with a child, but love is love. Love prevails. I think that, you know, those are just minor details in the
way. Wow, how did you meet him?
So basically went out after the gig and got a pint, and then was walking along with said pint. And then thought, oh, okay, I'm going to just go to the tour buses, which are like literally right next to the gig, and just like drink this pint.
Yes, I love that.
What is wrong?
I don't think that's good, Lydia.
No, I think that's great.
That's the equivalent of standing outside our office.
Yes. Yes, Lydia. Go. It's the call of the void, Lydia. Go.
What is
go
wrong with that point.
It's like
fine.
A devil and angel on your shoulder.
I don't think
I'm
that's
like,
fine
yes.
at all. I think what? That is like.
Do they have security?
Okay,
right?
Let me clarify. So they have loads of security. There's loads of barriers. It's not like you rush them and they're like, leave me alone, leave me alone. They come out if they want to talk to you. Otherwise, they just get into the bus.
Okay, that's better. I thought you were just like standing in the entrance of the bus.
It's just like with my fucking arms
by
out.
By yourself, sipping a paint.
Just like I've put like I've cut the brakes or whatever, like the
oh no, the AA on their way, but it's a busy night.
My ibis is
very big. No,
I'm getting a 5-hour train back to Bristol. I've got a spare ticket.
this just to be clear, so I'm hopefully less of a psycho. They only come and talk to you if they want to.
Okay,
otherwise,
okay.
They get onto the bus. Like you can't just go up to them, basically.
Yeah.
So I was just, and it wasn't like. Yeah, I was like further away. I could see the buses, but I was just having a drink. But the guy, Steph, came out. So then I walked over to him and had a chat
with
him.
What did you
say? I just, you know, classic like, oh my God, I just hadn't thought, I didn't think he was going to come out. I didn't think I was going to meet him. So I was just like, oh, did that. I coughed a bit. And then I said, I've got COVID. I'm sorry. No, I didn't. So yeah, I basically just said all the cliche stuff, like, I know you've heard this all the time, but, you know, I'm a huge fan. I've been a fan since I was 14. And then he was like, wow, you've been a fan for 6 years? And I was like, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And I was like, yes, I do look 20. You're right. And then I said, I don't know. Thank you so much. You're amazing.
I'm actually 57.
I'm actually 57. You wouldn't believe it. I just said normal fan shit, really. And then I said, is it okay if I have a picture with you? And he said, yes, of course. And we took a picture and that was it. And that was the moment. It was amazing.
Have you ever met one of them before?
Never. That was the first
really?
Time.
Really? You've not met anyone before?
Never, never, never. Like, when I walked away, like, okay, thank you so much, I didn't know. I was so happy and also a bit drunk that I just didn't know what to do. I was like standing up and down going, aah! Like his bouncer was laughing at me. I was just like, I'm so happy.
Oh, Liz, I'm so happy for you. That's actually sick.
Thank you.
So they're like, I never used to like Placebo because I used to find Brian's voice really weird.
Don't shit on fucking Placebo.
I'm not shitting
what
on
the
them.
Fuck?
What, no, what I'm saying is like I never used to like them, but they've like grown on me. But I am very much like a big hits type of fan. I've not sat down and listened to all their albums. It was kind of the same with Morrissey, even though Morrissey's a like absolute cunt. Like I hated his voice the first time I heard it. It was just like really different and weird. But like I kind of grew to like it for being different, you know.
They're both definitely they have like a kind of you either love or hate the voice at first. You have to kind of get used to it.
Yeah, but I think you're right though about going to gigs and stuff by yourself, because like I did that for Massive Attack. I was like, there's absolutely no way I'm not going to my favorite band's gig. Like
exactly,
with I don't care who I'm with, I don't care if I'm by myself, I'm going to this. And like I met people at that concert, but they were like, oh, why are they not playing any old stuff? You know, they wanted like album one stuff, and then they just kind of fucked off after a bit. But I thought it was great. Like I'm always going to just go to a gig. Like, what's the most? How many times on this tour have you seen them, Wids?
On this tour, I've seen them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
wow.
times.
Holy shit.
I thought you'd been twice.
No, well, I mean the whole tour. So the tour started last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See, my max for seeing Massive Attack in one tour was 3, I think.
Those are rookie numbers. You gotta get those numbers up, Brad.
Well, they
what
don't
the
fucking
fuck?
Tour anymore. I was
That's
gonna see,
the thing, yeah.
I was going to see Low Roar twice, but they couldn't do that.
I got to dig deeper into this. Lily, how long have you been going to see Placebo?
So I went to my first Placebo gig when I was, I want to say, 18. So back in the 40s, I guess 2007 was my first Placebo gig, if that's the correct
math. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's
been a long time.
It's been a long time, 15 years.
15 years of loving
them. I would say like one gig a year on average?
Not so much. So I went to, so I've seen them like 10 times overall. So actually the majority has been the last 2 years. For the other ones, I would go like once a tour kind of thing. And then there was a break, and then there was COVID, and then, you know, they didn't tour for a while.
So how long have they been about, like, as a band?
1994 or 95 is when they got together.
They're as old as me.
So yeah, yeah.
You're obviously going to have like your favorite albums and stuff, but do you still find like the new stuff they put out is like good? Because like I've got bands that I love that sometimes they bring out like a new album, like Stereophonics, for example.
Oh,
I love
their
earlier stuff, but their new stuff, I was like, oh, this fucking sucks.
Oh my god, that happens to so many bands. Like,
is Placebo one of those for you, or are you like still like, oh, this is amazing?
They're not, I would say that I still really like their new stuff. Like, I do think their new stuff is good and I really enjoy it, but I wouldn't say it is as good as their earlier stuff, but I do think it's still good. Like, it's just not as good. I do think with bands, they do have that kind of like glory period where everything they put out is like gold. Yeah. But they still, their stuff is still really good. But yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It's like, I don't know, bands like, I don't know, fucking Muse. I used to really love Muse at the beginning.
Oh, I used to love Muse.
Yeah.
I still think even Muse, like when they release a new album, they still have like two good songs on their albums or whatever, like three maybe.
It's just become so like pretentious and I don't know, like over like bloated. I don't know. I just really went off them. But yeah, I find that with a lot of bands that they just, you know, they definitely become, I'm just not into them anymore. But that's, no, Placebo, I still like this stuff. It's just not as good.
What about you, Harry? Have you got like a band that you would like go see this many times, or you're like crazy about or love, or like an artist or anything like that? Like,
I don't know. I really don't listen to as much music as you guys. I used to listen to a bit, but I just really, I feel like the past like 10 years has slowly declined on how much music I listen to the point where I don't think I've listened, like, you know, maybe on my walk to work I'd listen to a song, but I don't think I've actively listened to music in well over 2 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I listen to music like non-stop. If I'm at home, like there's music on. Like, I am always listening to music if I'm able to, kind of thing.
No, I kind of miss it. I think all-time band to go see would be Gorillaz. I went to go see them once. It was amazing.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, they were so good. I saw them once and I was like, damn.
I think Dave and I was a fucking great live performer. And they got so many fun songs that so many people know. And even that, and again, I feel like weirdly Gorillaz, their new stuff, whenever it comes out, I'm like, I don't love it. And then I'll go back and listen to it in like a year or two's time and I'm like, you know what, this is actually pretty fucking good. I do like it.
Good, yeah.
Which is really strange. So I kind of feel like I give them more credit now. But just whenever they release an album, I'll always give it a listen.
So if they announced the tour tomorrow, would you go?
I'm not like, probably not. Like, I don't know. I don't love going to see live music that much. I don't know what it is.
Really?
No.
Oh, I love live music.
I feel like maybe I'm a little bit scarred from just so much clubbing and gigging as a kid. That, like, I'm kind of just a bit like,
But live music is, like, so different from clubs. Like, to see, like, music that you love played live by the people that made it.
Oh, it
like
is great.
So cool.
Yeah. No, for sure, it is really good. I don't know.
I've been to a few gigs with you, Harry. Like, we went to Portishead and the Idols, the War Child one. That was great.
Yeah, no, I don't like, I hate going to gigs and stuff. It's just, like, not a priority. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right,
I feel like,
right.
Of lists of, like, things I wanted to go do and spend my time and money on, like, that it's not top five.
Yeah, I get you.
But I think, you know, if you're surrounding yourself with music constantly, then it does become a way bigger priority, right? Like, again, I don't listen to that much music anymore. Because I'm just listening to podcasts, so I'm watching YouTube videos or consuming other content.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if it's been a couple of years, like, what do you listen to when you're doing cooking, like when you're making food, or
I listen to a lot of radio.
Radio? Oh, but that is music.
No.
You listen to
like politics, like, stuff.
The Labour Party has fucking
boring
done
old
this.
Man. I listen to a lot of boring politics shite.
We've got Brian here from Yorkshire. This is fucking ridiculous.
There are like some great moments, you know, the odd winner, where you know, a proper specimen just puts themselves live on radio.
Amazing. I thought you meant like Kiss FM or something.
No. And I listen to a lot of like political podcasts. So,
yes. Oh my God, you're a grown up.
I know, I'm so boring. I feel like I've just aged myself like 10 years saying that last sentence.
You listen to Radio 4.
I'm still cool and young.
No,
guys,
you're not.
Guys, I'm still a fun person to hang out with.
I'm still fun and freaky.
God, we've done a great job at just talking about our... We've all had quite important big weeks, though. Maybe this is the catch-up. You know, it feels like we need to have a little, like, pacemaker, you know? Yeah. This is the catch-up podcast.
I do feel like we could do one question, because it kind of just links into what we've been talking about.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Let's do it. So we can end on a question. Okay, I'll read it out.
Otherwise, the people who love us doing questions are going to be so annoyed. They always get so angry.
This one's like one from our patron.
Thank you, Patreon.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
Hey, Zero Degrees. What dead singer or band would you bring back to life to make one new and original album and then they return to being dead? Would you go big and bring back someone massive or someone lesser known but important to you? I can think of two.
One that instantly comes to mind for me is Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I was going to say.
I do love Queen.
Queen are fucking incredible.
And I just, it's so weird because he'd be an old man, but he probably still would be performing right now. And so I do sometimes think oh man, it really sucks. He's like one that was lost way too early. Like he,
oh my God, definitely.
He deserved a way longer career. So
he was,
I think,
a genius.
I'd probably throw Freddie down.
Like an absolute genius. Like when I think about Queen, and also like, okay, so it would be like a new album, and maybe also you get to see them live as well. Like when
that's what I'm counting this question as. Like you get the new album, you get one tour, and then they die again.
Yeah, they die again.
Fucking hell, you're killing Freddie.
That's
what the question clearly states.
I feel like, I just feel like the world has changed so much from Freddie Mercury's perspective. I'd love to see him come back, write an album, and I think it'd be great. Yeah, I think I'm throwing in Freddie.
That's a good shout. Like, okay, when you think about Queen's big songs, like We Will Rock You, Another One Bites the Dust, Killer Queen, Under Pressure.
Also, their tours looked insane. I'm sorry, but
yes!
Like, holy fuck, that is live music that you want to go and watch. Like,
yeah, just proper,
yeah, that'd be
like,
crazy.
His vocal range was insane. Like, it would just be
such a performance. Like, you couldn't even fit it into a year. Like, Joan, it would be this worldwide fucking smash. Like, it would be so crazy.
Yeah, oh my God. Like, imagine the ticket sales. Like, everyone just knew this was happening.
It would
be going for,
like, you know, thousands and thousands of pounds. Thousands
of pounds.
It would be absolutely
mental.
Be sick.
All right, good. That's a good shout, Harry. What about you, Revs?
I can have one for each. Like, because they said someone big and massive or someone lesser known. So if I could only pick one, I would pick Ryan Carazia from Low Roar. Like, who died last year.
He died recently, didn't he?
Yeah, like, while I was at Comic-Con, I think, I came back to my hotel room and saw that, and they are literally my favourite band. And
fuck.
I was like, I, like, cried in my hotel room.
Oh, dude,
I listened to their albums. Yeah, like, I had tickets to see them on tour as well. I had tickets to go see them, like, two or three times on tour, and, like, yeah, passed away.
Oh, God.
And, like, the tour kept getting rescheduled, so I guess he had, like, a health problem.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that would be mine. But, like, if I had to pick, like, someone massive, I think I'd maybe pick, like, Johnny Cash, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just think he'd bring an absolute banger album, like, out, you know, like, especially if he, like, has memories of being dead. I don't know how it works. You know what I mean? I just feel like
the afterlife.
I feel like he would write an absolute banger album, if, especially if he knew it was his last album and he had to return to death. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh God, that's
yeah.
so like, scary. They get told, we brought you back for one album, then we're going to kill you again. Like, oh God.
Yeah, I feel like that does change the tone of the album. I feel like they don't know that. They just like.
Yeah, they don't know.
Maybe it's nice to say they retire and they won't do any music again. They come back and they do one and they retire.
All right, they retire like, and then they just, live in an island somewhere.
Going to die is going to fuck off any of these artists to write a weird ass album.
All the songs will be like, please don't let me die. Please. Yeah. Please save me.
I think I have my smaller one as well. Mm-hmm. I just remember. Oh, yeah. Did you guys ever listen to Nujabes?
No.
Oh, I heard of them. I don't listen to them.
He was like a hip hoppy producer that we used to listen to a lot when we were kids. Just makes some wonderful atmospheric-y music that was always really good. And I remember that being like one of the first artists we listened to that like died, and we were like, "What the fuck?"
No.
That was like he was like the soundtrack to us sitting in the park, you know, getting stoned for the first time and shit. So he was a good guy. I recommend people check out his music if you haven't heard it.
What's his name again?
Nujabes.
Nujabes.
Nujabes, I think.
Nice. Those are good shouts.
What's yours, Lids?
So I would. Because Queen, Freddie Mercury, definitely. I'm going to throw two more. And these are both massive. They're probably quite kind of cliche. One would be Kurt Cobain. Nirvana.
Yeah.
I used to love Nirvana when I was a teenager. I was obsessed with Nirvana when I was younger. So like a new Nirvana album, just one more, I think would be incredible. And to see them live would be incredible.
And yeah, that'd be crazy. That's a good shout.
And also Amy Winehouse.
Why didn't I say Amy Winehouse? Yeah. Oh my God. I'm killing Freddie Mercury.
That's such
a good shout. I entirely back you on that.
Yeah. Amy Winehouse was such a talent.
She died just way too young. 27. I guess Kurt Cobain was 27 as well. Yeah, 27 club. Like she was just the music she made was just so good. And what a loss.
I really loved her growing up. Really loved her. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Such an iconic voice as well.
Yeah.
And look, everything about her is just completely iconic.
She nailed it.
The beehive with the eyeliner. Yeah. Like, she was badass.
Really cool. I might go listen to some of her music. She's a great woman.
Yeah.
Crazy. I think, Back to Black is like one of my favorite songs. It's just such a good song. Yeah, I love that song so much.
Fuck, she'd be so good to see live as well.
Yeah, can you imagine? I mean,
oh my God, yeah.
We'd need her to be
be more chill.
Because I actually went on a bit of a spree of just watching like live like gigs on YouTube, and I came across some of her when she was a little bit inebriated, I guess. Bless her, God bless her. I guess we just needed to be a bit more sober for it, and then it would be great.
I feel like we've covered some great bases there. I feel like that's most bits taken care of.
Imagine that was a festival.
If that would be a mental lineup.
Oh my God, what a headline. The tickets would bankrupt you.
What I love is you get such a diverse crowd there.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah.
Queen, Nirvana, Amy Winehouse, like all the, that would be amazing.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Jabbies, war.
What a fucking festival. That'd be sick. Yeah. Who would be the headliner? Who's the most famous out of all of those?
I think you have to headline Queen, don't you?
It would be Queen.
Queen, global. Like, the others are all massive. Johnny Cash is massive, but I don't know if they were. Was he quite as global as Queen?
I feel like Johnny Cash could compete with Queen, but like it's like two different crowds, you know?
I feel like Queen is slightly more intergenerational.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, I would say Queen.
Like, I think Zoomers are probably still like listening and know about Queen.
God, the arguments on Twitter people would have about who should be headlining the game.
Who would be?
You know, the Nirvana people. Like, Nirvana should be doing it.
Nirvana people, and I'm sorry, Nirvana people, you would just be wrong. I love Nirvana, but you would just be wrong in that. Come on.
Who do you think would be more above the other person, Amy Winehouse or Nirvana? Who is more?
Oh,
it's probably Nirvana. I think Nirvana. Like, Amy Winehouse is incredible, but like, I think it's Nirvana.
I think I agree, Nirvana, but I would say it's because I feel like, I don't know how much Amy Winehouse got big in the US. I know she was big, but I don't know if she was, like, she was enormous here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, she was huge.
The biggest star of the moment while she was popping. But I don't know how much she was big over the Atlantic. Whereas Nirvana obviously is like internationally
renowned. Massive. Yeah. I think so it makes me
sad, but I'd say Nirvana.
Yeah. I think it would go Queen, Johnny Cash, Nirvana as the order for like the biggest one.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up that you have a festival when Amy Winehouse is the fourth biggest
headline.
The fourth
of the running. Well, that's how fucking big this festival is. We got to make it happen, boys. This is
I'd love to hear what people would say, though. Like maybe tweet us or something and say who you would bring back for your like dream festival.
Do you know what I'm really intrigued by? Because there's the ABBA thing in London where you can go and watch the ABBA virtual performance.
Oh, yeah.
People are really like people who love ABBA and go see it. They love it. They think it's great and they think it's really convincing. Would you guys go and see a version of the artist we just named?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah. That sounds amazing.
I kind of hope that more artists do the ABBA thing and make like a virtual tour experience so that like if they do pass or if they have health problems or can't perform anymore, like
people
can go see it, you know, because the amount of times I would go see a concert just because of that. I think.
I agree. Apparently the ABBA thing's booked up till like 2025 or something. It's super popular.
Well, I mean, it's not going anywhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, you will get to see it eventually.
Maybe that's the way forward for like musicians who are a bit older now, that they can make that passive income of just like, if they're a big band, like they don't have to actually perform and they just make bank.
I think also ABBA's an interesting one, right? Because it's very sing-alongy. It's very, you can imagine it being the audience is singing and thus it feels like there's that live nature to it.
Yeah.
Like everyone, it feels like it would be a wine mum party is all I can imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
ABBA's still alive, but like I'd love it if they were at this festival too, though.
I'd bring them back to life and then I'd kill
ABBA
them.
As well. Yeah. I feel like we've missed probably some really big
Tupac
names. So people do,
for a start.
People should,
Tupac and Biggie, dude. Tupac and Biggie.
We missed a lot of big ones.
Yeah,
there's going to be someone that we've missed. We're going to be like, oh my god, how could we forget them? Michael Jackson.
Maybe not. should we wrap it up there then?
We got to skedaddle.
Thank you so much for listening.
We got to thank all of our wonderful new patrons. We've had loads of new patrons come and join us. After we put out last week's Am I the Arsehole, which is super cool and super generous. So I hope people enjoy.
All the notifications are hitting me in Berlin. It's just like new patron. And I'm like, I'm busy. Help.
Thank you so much, everyone.
It was super fun doing that. Me and Lydia are going to go do one because Harry's got to shoot for a meeting. So, you know, that will be up on patreon.com/2degrees if you do fancy supporting the podcast and getting a little bit of extra content.
And the feedback on the last one was really positive. People seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah, the feedback was really nice. People liked it.
Even if people want to, you know, subscribe on Patreon for a month, come and listen to them and listen. And if it's not your cup of tea, you can unsubscribe. But come give it a go. People were really positive about it. So thank you, patrons.
And remember, rate and review and share the podcast with your friends and fam. We've been checking them out. It's very nice. Make sure your mum listens to the podcast.
That's very important.
That's a very important factor.
This is probably the only one your mum can listen to be honest.
Actually, yeah.
This is the only one we've done it for.
Very safe for work.
This is the episode to share with your mum.
Very safe for work. Totally fine.
And we should mention, next week is our 50th episode of the podcast. Whoa, we're maybe going to do a little special. We'll see. It's wild, huh? 50 episodes already.
50, my goodness.
I know, so many. I know. I love it. Good times.
What a weird and fun podcast, though. Catch up.
Yeah, it's been a minute. We've had a busy week, so a little bit of catch up feels like it's been needed.
Lovely. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, we'll catch you all next time then.
See you next time.
Ciao.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.